You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
The big tip. If she could only get one big tip. As hard as it was to stay on her feet all night, every now and again the job was made worth it by just one generous soul. Sizing up the crowd at the hotspot, she wondered who might go over 15%. Then cute guy walked in. It was all she could do to keep her order straight after her first peek at him. Clothes hip but slightly rumpled, like he had accidentally fallen into them. Shoulder-length hair tousled, inviting playful fingers. She couldn't picture him preening in front of a mirror to get everything just right. It simply was right. She wanted to stand there and drink him in like the room slowly sipped its alcohol, but she had to get a tray over to table 5. He caught her eye as she was staring. Most guys would have seized the opportunity to call her over with a wave. Not him. He had a calm about him that said he was a man who knew what he desired would come to him in due time. She imagined he was all about taking his time. After delivering Table 5's drinks, she slinked over to the table and stood before him, hips cocked playfully. "What can I get for you?" Cute guy smiled. "Let's see. What do I want?" He let his eyes run slowly up and down her, starting at her neck, lingering over her breasts, stopping briefly at her hips, and then proceeding down to her long legs. "I know what I want." He licked his lips. "I'm in the mood for a martini." "Absolutely, and I'd like it dirty." She paused. "I can do dirty." He sat back, not needing to top her. She liked that he didn't make the obvious comment. The arch of his eyebrow was more suggestive than any comeback could be. As she turned away, she spun quickly so her miniskirt lifted just enough to give him a glimpse of her panties. White tonight, simple but cute. She walked to the bar and leaned over to give the bartender the order. Looking in the mirror behind the bar, she tried to gauge cute guy's reaction. She hadn't expected to see cute guy staring back unashamedly. Upping the ante, she rested her elbows on the bar and arched her back. She squeezed her breasts together between her forearms so he could get a better look at her cleavage. She strutted back to the table with his drink. She held up the martini before him invitingly. "This what you wanted?" Her moment was spoiled when the jerk from Table 5 bumped into her as he weaved drunkenly out of the club. The gin and vermouth leapt from the glass and onto cute guy's pants. "Oh my God, I'm so sorry!" She set the glass down and dropped to her knees, grabbing a cocktail napkin. She began soaking up the spill. He wasn't upset. "No problem. It wasn't your fault." "I've completely ruined your clothes!" As she dabbed at his lap, she felt him shift within. Before she knew it, he was growing right before her eyes. She allowed her fingernails to brush against it. He twitched. "It's okay, I'm just a little wet." His hard-on made her bold. She looked into his eyes. "Now you know how I feel." The time for playing games was over. He leaned closer. "Is there somewhere we can go?" She thought for a moment. The kitchen was closed for the night. It was risky, but another look at his bulge convinced her it was a risk worth taking. "Follow me." She stood up, and he followed. They didn't touch so as not to draw any attention. They made their way to the kitchen. It was empty, but totally open. "Here?" he asked. "No, here." She grabbed the handle to a big door and led him into the big walk-in cooler. It was chilly, but at least it had a door. "Are you too cold?" He glanced at her chest. She looked down. She didn't think it was the cool air that was making her nipples stick out like that. They poked through her tight tee, eager for attention. "No, I'm too hot." His hands grasped her hips for purchase as he leaned down, putting his mouth on her left nipple, sucking her through the light cotton fabric. The warmth of his tongue didn't soften it. It just got harder. She pushed him away. He paused, unsure if she had changed her mind. She peeled off her shirt to give him more direct access. When the cold air hit her wet skin, she erupted in goose flesh. He started licking her again, tracing the underside of one of her tits all the way to her areola, stroking the other with his hand. Her hand shot to her underwear, looping her thumbs through the waistband to pull them down. He stopped her. "No, I want to see." He knelt down and lifted her mini. He didn't remove her panties right away. Pure white reveals secrets that other colors don't. Her wetness was spreading around her cleft, announcing to him that she was more than ready. His curiosity satisfied, he slipped a finger under the elastic. He stroked her. He wanted to see just how wet. His finger wandered inside and found her soaked. She realized she was holding her breath as she prepared to command, "Lick me." He peeled her panties aside unasked. Spreading his tongue flat against her, he took a long, luxurious lap from bottom to top. Reaching her clit, his tongue gave a twirl. All she could do was moan. As her clit hardened, he kissed it, then nibbled. She threw one leg over his shoulder for support, or she would have melted into the ground as he thrust his tongue deep inside her. After a few fantastic minutes, she rose, turning away from him and braced herself, palms flat against the closed door. She thrust her rump out, daring him, "Give me all you've got." He was more than up to the challenge. There was nothing awkward about it as he slid right in. She wanted to know what every inch of him felt like before the games began in earnest. She thrust backward and ground into him. The boy had reach. She'd been right earlier. He was about taking his time, and he didn't perform in fits and starts. There was nothing frantic about him. No trying to stave off the inevitable. He just delivered. He pounded away in long, rhythmic thrusts, his hands firmly on her hips. She bucked backwards, arching her back so he could feel everything, so when he exploded, he wouldn't be able to stand up. She wished they were somewhere a little more comfortable. She wanted to just fold up on the floor, us in the air. He fucked her so well. She thought she might. The big one was coming. She realized the wall was holding her up. If she could have dug her fingers into it, she would have. "Oh, fuck me!" He obliged. His pace quickened and her head dropped down between her shoulders. She shook as she came, clenching her teeth, stifling a wail. Cute guy wasn't immune after all. Her rhythm pushed him over the edge. Softly, "I'm gonna come." With that, he drove all the way into her. She knew by his vice grip on her waist that there was no stopping this. After they stopped trembling, she started to come to her senses. She turned to face him. He retrieved her shirt and offered it to her. As he adjusted himself back to normal, he asked if he could see her again. "I get off in an hour." And if she met up with him again, she knew how very true that statement would be. Cute guy had definitely gone over 15%.